Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mad Dads. This is VJ Smith. I am your host, calling from around across the country, all over the world, all over the Metroplex, and all over the nation to talk to you. What's up, Pittsburgh? What's going down, Chicago? What's happening in Nebraska? What's going on in Florida? Florida, how y'all doing, man? We finally got us some good weather up here, too. Minnesota, we starting to sweat a little bit. Air conditions are on. What's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? New York, Buffalo. You know you get cold just like we do. We're glad to have you. I've got a special guest. We're going to be talking about solar energy. You say, what you talking about? What has Mad Dads got to do with solar energy? Well, right now, we're going to share that with you, and we have a lot to do with solar energy. We're going to talk a lot about it, and we're going to have some people call in and share some things, too, of what they've learned about solar energy and how it's blessed them. Right now, I've got my friend, my partner, my associate, one of my elders, too. But, you know, let me tell you something. This brother can dance, you know, and he can throw down. He got this dance called the James Brown Hook. Boy, it's bad. And every chance we get, we make him use it out there on the block. Mr. Cook, how you doing, sir?
Doing well, VJ. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know, can people, my audience, get to know just a little bit about you, how you got to Minnesota and how you got involved in the solar energy stuff?
I'm one of these corporate transplants. I worked for IBM for about 15 years in various capacities, a salesman, as a manager of salespeople, and a manager who managed salespeople before I started my own business. And I came to Minnesota to work for IBM as a manager and then left IBM to go on to my own business, which I've been running for about 25 years now.
25 years. And what is the name of your business, sir?
Well, we got several. Urban Marketing Channels is one of them. Our customers for Urban Marketing Channels range mostly transit systems. Dallas, Texas is one of our customers, where we manage the transit display cases, information display cases, and arrange community meetings. Dallas is just finishing up a major, major build-up of their transit system, and we've done the publicity as well as the maintenance of the various stations in Oakland, California, and the San Francisco Bay Area. We also are doing that work with them in their transit systems. They've got hundreds and hundreds of display stations at the BART and their other stations, and we put the materials, print the materials, and put those in those transit centers. Basically, it helps the customers negotiate the systems and so on. So those are the kinds of things that we do with Urban Marketing Channels, Quality House Direct Mail Services. Again, we're a direct mail services company, and everything we do is in marketing. So we help our customers get to their customers, and whether it's through the signage that we manage or maintain, or through the use of the mail or telemarketing.
Well, so tell us a little bit about this solar energy, and what made you get involved in solar energy?
One of the things that I've always wanted to do was to, in addition to doing the businesses and working in corporate America, I wanted to get into the community. About 10 years ago, I bought my sons and I bought an old dairy in Minneapolis, and it was in the Phillips community in Minneapolis, and we refurbished that, created apartments and so on and so forth. But in the process of doing that, we had an opportunity to get involved in an organization called the Backyard Initiative, where their focus was on the Phillips community, improving, making that community a better community in terms of health. The Alina Health Hospitals and Clinics was one of the sponsors, along with the Cultural Wellness Center. And so they made money available to the various community groups called CHATS. They are citizen action health teams. And those teams decided that they would attack certain areas within the community. And we decided that what we focus on was a general rebirthing of the community. At the time, we did not know that we would be in solar. But in terms of rebirthing, we did know that what we wanted to do was to bring people together, elders, wanted to bring the young people and the families together, African American folks and Native Americans, and put them in a position where they would then with themselves determine what they wanted the community to do and so on. And they said that what they wanted to do most of all was to achieve personal financial solvency and become independent and self-sufficient. And we had several products that we were thinking about and presented it to them, and one of them was the possibility that we would do lanterns, solar lanterns, and put those together and then sell them and continue the manufacturing of those. So what happens is we have workshops where we actually produce those lanterns, and then what happens is those lanterns go to what we call a cooperative. We've set up what's called the Communities of Light Cooperative, and what we there use is a co-op model, community model, to achieve that personal financial solvency and so on. So our people can now, as a result of going through those workshops, they have the ability to produce their own lanterns and sell them to our co-op. We sell them. We have a store at the Midtown Global Market where we sell those lanterns and other products. We identified as a follow-on product the solar generators, and they're what they are, is personal solar electric generators, and people can use those generators to run their electrical appliances. As a matter of fact, just a few days ago, we had one of our members who had their electricity was cut off, so they had no means of doing anything except running wires from one duplex to another to be able to do it. So they called us and asked if they could put one of the generators in, and in fact we brought one over that we had fully functional, so they were able to they got the refrigerator going and all the appliances and lights in the house and so on. And
you were able to do that. How much are those generators?
Those generators range, depending on the volume or what you're trying to support, anywhere from $600 to $1,200 for our co-op members.
But just because, you got a call on here. Let's find out exactly what this caller has to say. That number is 9646. You're on the call. How you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio with Jim Cook and myself, VJ Smith, and my co-host, Jim Cook. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing excellent. How you doing?
Black. Oh, you know what? This is one of our celebrities. He's out here doing a new CD. He's going to be touring all across the country. And his mother and his sister actually work on our solar lamps. And you got a chance to see those lamps. What did you think about the work that your family's doing with those lamps out there, James?
Oh man, the lamps is beautiful. They're beautiful. I didn't even know my mom had talent like that. They got real talent. They got hit with the OMG when you see the lamps. They got to be like, OMG, where you get that lamp from? Nah, but the lamps is beautiful. They beautiful. If you ain't got one, you need to go cop one. Hello.
And you know, one of the things that we found out, and you talk about a lot about this, James. You're about to go on tour. Well, you want to tell us really how you've been talking about as a young man? You're a very young man, 16 years old, correct?
No, 17.
17 years old, and you've been talking a lot about entrepreneurship and how you get them young brothers that you know on the streets off the streets, and this is one of the things that we've been talking about. Here's something that we can do to teach young men to be entrepreneurs, to take those lamps, to have their girlfriends decorate them or whatever, but to create energy like this in the community and also help people that need to understand about solar energy. And so how does the world of hip-hop, how can they connect with this kind of business?
It's easy. Like I tell you, like the stuff you're doing right, the basketball stuff and all that can play a big role in the community because a lot of kids, they all got MJ dreams. You feel me? And like a lot of people with the money, like AP and Adrian Peterson, and a lot of people, they'll put money into projects and to get the youth and all that. But the thing is, don't nobody got a plan, and you got to have a plan first before you even go to them. Everybody got a plan, but they want to see longevity plan. You feel me? So as long as you keep doing this, I ain't got no problem with it, because, you know, I got a couple partners in Zap and all of them put money towards the basketball. I have a little thing where everybody do to go out there and have basketball, Soldier Boy, and the rest of all of us just out there playing basketball to bring the youth, and afterwards go talk to the youth and tell them to get their hair right, you know, come on, and put money on them, put money towards where they could go, where the kids that all the gangbangers and all that, they don't even think about going to college, get a whole bus of them and just take them out to experience stuff like the colleges and stuff like that. That'd be a great experience for a lot of them, because they all they think about is they head ain't going off. Out the block. They ain't thinking outside the block. You feel me? And it's sad, but you know, we gotta show them a village. It takes a village to raise a kid, and a village to destroy one too.
Well, tell us, James. Tell me a little bit about exactly what happens next for you. What's going to happen? I hear you going on tour. Tell me a little about who you're going on tour with, where you're going, and what's going to happen.
Oh, man, we're working on stuff with Waka right now, trying to get Waka, V, a lot of people, Joe Moses. We trying to get a lot of stuff going on right now. I'm actually finna sign myself with Pinnacle. They're looking over the contract right now. Pinnacle Records, it's a West Coast record label right now. It's popping, it's going crazy. We grinding, man. We grinding, we working.
Let me ask you this. I wanted to ask you something, James. You're at 17, man, you've been introduced to a lot of the hip hop game. I've seen pictures with you and 50 Cent and you and Snoop Dogg and a lot of those performers. Tell me some of the things that you learned about this business that you didn't know before. You used to be a fan of a lot of those people. What did you learn about this business that you didn't know before?
Like 50 told me, if you're going to rap, you got to perfect your craft. If you're going to do anything, perfect your craft, because it'll crumble in you. It'll crumble in a matter of seconds. Everything will crumble. You got to be consistently. And then you want something else other than rap. You want to do something other than rap, because the industry is based on building you to the top and basically watching you crumble, because it's entertainment. They want to see you go all the way to the top and go all the way to the bottom, because it's entertainment. Then see if you can get back up. And when you can get back up, that's when they acknowledge you and call you a legend. That's if you can get back to the top. But just, you know, you got to perfect your character. Got to keep working. And I already know what I'm getting myself into.
Wow.
I already know what I'm getting myself into. I'm working. You know, tomorrow I'm not letting what nobody say distract me. You feel me? Money, cars, clothes, that's all a delusion at the end of the day. As long as you put God first, you can accomplish anything. And I'm working. My family, we're going to be right.
Well, that's beautiful, James. And I just want to tell you, man, I admire what you're doing. I admire the fact that your mother has held you up and been the pillar for your family and done so much to keep you strong, man. I'm really proud of her. I'm proud of your little sister. I'm proud of Fiera. She's going to be a talented and gifted singer. And I'm glad that you're leading the path and showing, and even Lulu and what he's doing in the dance industry. I'm proud of your whole family, man. You guys are doing great work. What would you say to, you know, you got future fans. I'm one of them. What do you say to all those young people that are listening in and want to know how can they make it? How can they do it?
You got to work, and don't nothing come easy. Don't come overnight. Once you show somebody you really dedicated and you working, they're going to think the same, because you got to convince them. If you can convince them, you can convince anybody, especially me, because I'm a hard convincer. I'm a perfectionist. I like everything perfect, but I want to tell all my fans, man, thank y'all. Keep rocking with me. Mixtape's going to drop soon, you know, and you put God first, you can accomplish anything. As long as you put God first, you know, like I said, you can't do nothing. That's it.
We want to get your endorsement on these solar lamps, man, and make sure that people know the solar lamps are good for the hood.
Solar lamps is good for everything. They the bomb. Like my teacher tell me, it's fastidious.
Hey, thanks, Dave. You listen to Lil James. He's an up-and-coming star coming up real soon. And make sure that you get his CD and his records that are going to be coming out. We're going to find out more information later. We'll talk to him much later. Thank you very much, James. I appreciate you calling in. Hey, Jim, what did you think about that? A young man, his mom and his sister have been helping you to make these solar lamps. They've been doing a great job out there. What do you think about that?
I think great. I think that he took the words out of our mouths when we talked to people, and he said you got to have a plan, and you know everything starts with that plan, with that vision of what can be and what is possible. And I appreciate him saying that. Now, when the people come to our workshops, they have is an empty desk before them, and we put some wires there, and in fact they twist those wires and they end up with this beautiful solar lantern. And many of them say exactly what he said, is that people just didn't know that they could create something from nothing, and here we have something. They've created something from nothing, and people want to buy them. And I appreciate the fact that he thinks that those things are marketable, and hopefully he'll recommend that others come through our workshops to learn this kind of thing and learn their own personal power.
Well, you know, one of the things we want to do is we're going to have the Amen Corner coming up. We're celebrating nationally Amen Corner all across the country, Pittsburgh. We're going to be in Buffalo, New York. We're going to be in Florida. And we're going to be all across the country celebrating the Amen Corner. And the Amen Corner actually started long before us. But me and you, Mr. Cook, started the Amen Corner right on Chicago and Franklin 2 years ago, correct?
Yes, yes.
And every summer, we just hit that Amen Corner, hit it hard with hot dogs and food. And you know, a lot of people's lives got changed on Amen Corner.
Yes.
And so this year, we're celebrating national Amen Corner. We're taking it to a national level. How does it feel to be a part of that, Mr. Cook?
Well, you said one thing that is very important, and you said everybody, many people's lives were changed as a result of the Amen Corner. Mine was, too, because I went into it with the idea that we could possibly do this, but I did not understand the power of the idea, the power of the idea that people would come and gather at a corner and talk about things that were important to them, would get on the microphone and to say whatever it was that was important, whether it was related to religion, politics, or whatever. And so that became a forum, particularly for our people, to then see what others were thinking. And people were forming, you could hear and see ideas being performed about what they wanted to do and what they could accomplish in community. And that's, you know, to me, the most important thing, and that is what worked for me, because as we saw, as we conducted these Amen Corners, we could see beyond that and see that you could do the Amen Corner nationally with Mad Dads, with in all the cities that Mad Dads was located. We can see now with the next version of the Amen Corner where we can make it a marketplace, where we can bring neighborhood entrepreneurs, food. We can attract elders coming in to get fresh vegetables and do a trading post there, and also sell our lanterns. So it's a community coming together to share its power with one another. And so all of that came from the original starting of this Amen Corner 2 years ago, and I'm looking forward to it going beyond this. Who knows what it's going to be in a year from now?
And, you know, I'm going to go back to James on the phone because I got a question for him. You know, we started the Amen Corner, James, on the Franklin in Chicago because of the 10s and the 20s were kind of taking over the neighborhood. Elderly people were afraid to sit at the bus stop. Drug dealers were taking over the park. And they came in, and me and Mr. Cook came in and said we'd do an Amen Corner. And when we confronted those gang members and said, look, man, this neighborhood is about people being able to be safe. James, what do you say? What do you say to the gang members in our community? Because they terrorize our neighbors. They terrorize our neighborhoods. As a young man, you've seen a lot. You know a lot of gang members. You know, I know you do. And what do you say to these gang members to give them a better focus on the future?
Man, that's a little hard. They just gotta, because any different situations out there. A lot of them old heads, and like, see, you like the Mad Dads and everybody else, y'all are different. Because y'all like in the, y'all really in the streets and y'all really trying to help kids. See, a lot of other people that say they're in the streets and trying to help kids, they really not. They turn their back. They do them dirty, so they really ain't got nobody to run to. They don't, you know, somebody like when they do good, people, I don't know. It's that's a hard situation right there, but it's not good, man. They just feeding poison to their people and destroying the community, man. It's just, it's sad. I had to learn it out the hard way. I thank God that I learned, I figured out young. I got my wake-up call early. You feel me? I got my wake-up call early. So when I see my cousins and I talk to them and do stuff like that, they be like, yeah, they be there for the moment. Like, I want to change. I want to do this. I want to do that. But they ain't really experienced. They, like I said, they never been out of Minnesota. They never got to see them big planes or none of that. So, like, when I go to places, I like it. Like, Zab called me the other day, rubbing the rock. He's like, why are you just sitting down here rubbing the rock for your birthday? I'm like, I know a lot of people that I know they ain't going to be able to rub this rock. You feel me? So I just rub the rock, like, for no reason. Like, but you can't blame a lot of them. That's why it takes. That's why we got to stay in the community and help. Help a lot of these young boys change, man, because we can change a lot of lives. If I can change one life, I'd accomplish my mission. You feel me? And we can change a lot. So we got to keep grinding. We got to keep working. It's a lot of work to do in the community.
Well, you know, and I like the fact that you said there's a lot of people out here that say they're doing something for the community, but actually just getting their hands greased and doing what they want to do and rejecting the community and giving up on the community. I have been in meetings where gang members were all meeting, and they were promised jobs and never got jobs. And so, you know, then you want them to meet with you. They're not going to meet with you if you're not going to give them what you say you're going to give them. That's why I tell them, if you want a job, you got to work hard to get it. I don't have no job just to give you. And we have to be honest with these gang members and tell them what we want for them. If we want them to stay free, there's a system out there willing to lock them up. Just like they would love to lock you up, James. They would love to lock you up, but you're saying, no, I'm going to get locked up in that studio. I'm going to be locked up in writing my stuff. I'm going to be locked up with my family, and that's it. And so I'm proud of you for doing that.
Yeah. Family is everything. Like I tell everybody, like Lil James and all the young boys that don't really know better. Like you got clothes, you got money, you got this, you got that. I be like, what? That's not nothing at the end of the day. What's $1 million if you ain't got no genuine love? That's why every day y'all see me, I'm outside Broadway, any of that. You feel me? I see the Mad Dads on Broadway too. Y'all outside. I see y'all outside all the time. Every time I look around, Mad Dads, y'all outside rapping. Y'all go hard for this. Every time I come to town, boy, I see the Mad Dads go hard, man. They really outside, man. They all really working with them kids. And a lot of people, they talk about it, but they don't work with them kids, man. It'd be sad. Like we was talking the other day. If you said I'm donating $4 million or $1 million, even $50,000, everybody and their grandma gonna be outside and gonna be in your face. You feel me? Because they want to be a part of that. They gonna see what you can get them. They gonna look at you not as you, they're going to look at you as a liability now. They're not going to, and it'd be sad, but that's how I be sometimes, but that's why I take us, like me, you feel me, and the people that help mentor me and raise me to get out here and really get in the streets and help these kids. Like my mom, a lot of these girls do the stuff they do because they insecure, they was molested when they was kids, it was this and that, you feel me, so. That's why they do the stuff they do. That don't mean turn your back on them, call it all type of, you know, H's and B's and do all type of stuff like that. That means, you know, tomorrow the women need to get out here, the grown women that have been in and done that, need to get out here and mentor them women. You feel me? Get out here and mentor them girls. Like my mom out here really mentoring. You feel me? Get out here and mentor these women. Show them y'all can accomplish a lot. You feel me? Y'all can do something. Go to school. Because a lot of people fell in life because of lack of education. That's why keep going to school. Keep doing what you need to do. You feel me? And keep working hard. Everything going to fall in place.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, are you with Miss Champion?
I'm with her right now, dude.
Can we get her on the show?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Let's
get Miss Champion. Okay, we're gonna get Miss Champion. Miss Champion, how you doing? Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
You know, I just want to ask you a question. I wanted the listening audience to know what made you so excited about doing the solar lamps and decorating them. They look so wonderful. And what made you get so excited about doing those solar lamps?
It was something that was brought to my attention that, you know, in the future we're going to need this. You know, we're going to need it, and it was different, and it was something that I could learn something new, and it was very fun, time consuming, but I created something that, you know, will help others, even myself. And I went to one of the workshops, my daughter and I, and it was very, I thought I was going to get in there. It was going to be like 10, 15 minutes, little meeting or something. And just like the gentleman said, it was wires put on the table. I actually got to see a lamp being created. I always got the lamps already done, and then I'll decorate them. But I know how to make them from one step to the next, and it was really nice and really neat. And I would love for other mothers and their children to come to the workshop to learn just like I did. It's something different and something new, also something good, and they could be a part of it. Being a part of different things in the community is really nice. You know, we need a change, and we need to go out there and grab it.
Well, Mr. Cook was just talking about you and Sierra having a small business, and he would like to know if Sierra would just permanently make lamps, and she could do it at home. She could make the lamps, and she would get paid to make the lamps. So he's excited about if you and Sierra would accept that position.
Oh, that sounds really good. I'll have to bring it to her attention, and I'm sure she would accept it, because it's also leadership. You know, and that's what my daughter, you know, and I love to do. So we thank you. Tell him yes, we'll go for it. I don't even have to talk to her. It's a go.
Okay, well, and we appreciate all the work you're doing. You know, we came and we've seen those lamps, and I brought it to your attention, and I said, you know, I showed you my lamp, and you laughed at it, and then you tried to do me up and do better than me. And I got to actually say, I've got two lamps that I'm going to give to Mr. Cook today that are in the car, and you actually did do better than me. Those lamps look wonderful, and I want to just thank you for the hard work you've been doing. Mr. Cook wants to say something to you. Yes, sir.
Yep, well, it's not just about the lamps. Now, you're a member of the co-op. We need to get you to come to the co-op meetings where you can begin to make solar generators and other solar products, and then also sell those products. So this is, you know, it's a never-ending story in terms of how you can fulfill your life's vision, how you become self-sufficient and achieve personal development. So the co-op are vehicles to do that. So please get with us and join up. Join up with us in this, if you will.
Thank you. Sounds real good. Sounds real good. And you know what? That generator thing that you're talking about,
yes.
I would love to see it, because I was thinking, I was at an associate's house and their lights were turned off, and they had to plug their cord across the hall in an apartment building. And I just think that that's real neat. And I'm sure in the future a lot of us are going to spend $600 to $1,200 to have one of those. You know, that's a light bill in some of our lives in 4 or 5 months.
As a co-op member, you won't have to spend that amount. So yes, we're ready for you.
Well, I'm ready to join the team. I'm already a part of the team. Well, I'm ready to go for it.
All right, you've been listening to Ms. Champion and Lil James. Hey, now when will his CD be ready? Do you know?
Lil James, when will your CD be out?
Sometime later on this month or take it to July 5th.
He said no later than July the 5th. And he's only
July
in town for
8 weeks.
Yeah, he's here for a couple.
What? Called Patience.
All right. Well,
it's called Patience.
Reason why I
Patience,
you
got it.
That's something that a lot of people don't have.
He said because he named it that because a lot of people don't have patience.
That's what it takes, patience.
And that's what it takes, patience, to do. Just to do. So.
Thank you, Ms. Champion, and thank you. Thank you very much, James, and thank you, Lil' James, and thank you, Ms. Champion, for being on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go right to my man. I think we got Short Body on the line. Short Body, is that you at 4331?
What's happening, family? I love y'all, Mad Dad. I love y'all. I want to say something real quick before the show go up.
Yeah. Okay.
Much love to Lil' James, man. I promise you, man. Keep doing your thing out there, fam. Keep doing your thing, man. The thing is right now, like Lil' James is talking about, fam, us older adults, man, we got to show the kids the truth. We got to tell them the truth, and we got to show them the truth. That's what we've been missing out there. People been talking about it, but they ain't been being about it like Mad Dads. So it's about showing these kids the truth, man, and stop glamorizing the negative and start putting that positive in front of them and letting them see that positive work.
Hey, and that's for real, Short Body. And I want to thank you, Short Body. Lil' James is listening, and Lil' James, that's Short Body. He's the producer. He's the writer of the Mad Dads video. He's a young man that's been working hard. He wrote his own book. He's a publisher and a writer. And you need to come through the solar training, Sharp Body. And Mr. Cook needs to get you through this training so you can be down with the solar energy thing we're doing, too. I want you to be a part of this because you're an entrepreneur.
Okay. What days are they when they do it?
Fridays, between 5 and 8 o'clock, every Friday. And you can call this number to reserve a spot. 612-239-4336.
612-239-4336?
Yes.
So I want you to call him. I want you to go.
Excuse me?
Who would I be asking for?
You'll get an answering person and just tell them you want to be a part of the next workshop, next Communities of Light workshop. And
okay. We
will get back to you and schedule you in. But that's all you have to say. And if you if you want, you can give me a call directly too. I'm Jim Cook, and 612-239-5391. And I'll schedule you, okay? And we'll do it whatever Friday you're available. We'll schedule you into that workshop.
That's love. God bless
you. All right.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads all across the country. Once again, goodbye Chicago, New York, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and Iowa, and all the rest of the great places where Mad Dads is all across the country. I want to thank you, Lil' James, Mama Treats, and Short Body for calling in, all the rest of the callers that called in. Thank you very much for calling. You've been listening to Mad Dads on Blog Talk Radio.